Meanwhile, Syrian president has paid a visit to Iran for a first since his country was gripped by a devastating war and foreign-backed insurgency 8 years ago. Bashar al-Assad was received warmly by leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, as well as President Hassan Rouhani. Visit is an indication of strong friendship bond between the two countries.
The visit of the Syrian president to Iran has hit the headlines of major news outlets in the Middle East and beyond. After all, this was his first visit to Iran after the eight-year imposed war on his country. During his visit, President Bashar al-Assad held meetings with the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and President Hassan Rouhani in Tehran. During his talks with President Assad, Ayatollah Khamenei said that Iran is honored to support Syria, emphasizing that the triumph of the resistance front in Syria has made Americans angry, prompting them to hatch new plots. The leader also added that Iran and Syria are each other's strategic depth, and the identity and power of the resistance front depends on this continued and strategic relationship.
I think most importantly, this is a signal to the world in general and to the enemies of Iran and Syria in particular that they have failed. They are not going to succeed in peeling Iran away from Syria.
The leader also lauded the resistance front in Syria, saying through resistance, the Arab country has managed to stand fast against a big coalition. For his part, Assad praised Iran for supporting Syria, saying that the Syrian war was similar to the eight-year Iraqi imposed war against Iran. Earlier on Monday, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani held talks with President Assad and said that Tehran is ready to help Syria with its reconstruction plans and restore stability to the country. Rouhani also added that Iran, just like in the past, will stand with the Syrian nation and government.
And I think that this visit sends a very clear signal that any such hopes that the Crown Prince may be dreaming of are not going to happen. Iran and Syria are going to stay very close, and the Israelis, who are horrified by the Iranian-Syrian friendship, are just going to have to get used to it.
Syrian president's visit sent a positive message to the region and beyond. Iran's leader said that it represents the triumph of the resistance front in Syria. He added, this has made Americans angry and has dealt a blow to the U.S. and its plans for the region. He said the U.S. is now hatching new plots, like its insistence on creating a buffer zone in Syria. So what remains now when it comes to Syria is making sure the political resolve continues to end the war once and for all. However, a major stumbling block standing in the way is Israel, which has raided the Arab country multiple times, claiming its targets are Iranian and Hezbollah forces. Main question is whether Israel is bombing Syria with the U.S.'s green light.
Assad's visit to Iran comes at a critical juncture in geopolitics of the Middle East. Syria was close to the brink of total collapse several years ago, but now, thanks to the support of the resistance front and allied forces, things have completely changed. The Syrian government forces and its allies have gained control over almost all major areas previously held by the militants and the terrorists. Several Arab countries have now officially reopened their diplomatic missions.
The Arab countries that are allied with Israel and the United States in their war on Syria and their hostility toward Iran are suddenly scrambling to move towards recognizing the current Syrian government.
The U.S. president has ordered U.S. troops to leave the country, although a contingent of about 400 will remain.
But primarily, the Syria operation was an effort to overthrow a government that stood in the way of the Israelis' designs for regional hegemony and the U.S.'s designs in helping facilitate that.
When it comes to the political direction and resolve, the U.S. is not part of the critical tripartite talks between Iran, Russia, and Turkey over the future of Syria. Countries known as the guarantor states of a ceasefire regime in Syria have been mediating peace negotiations between representatives from the Damascus government and opposition groups in a series of talks held in the Kazakh capital of Astana and other places since January 2017. Syria has been able to thwart the onslaught against it, thanks to the involvement of Russia, the Syrian Arab Forces, Hezbollah, and Iranian military advisors. It has been able to defeat its enemies, who backed the Daesh terrorist groups. Assad's visit to Iran highlights the achievements of the resistance front and the failures of the U.S.-backed plots.